We're talking to Aidan Nunn, the trainer of From the Bronx. Well, Aidan, this was a pretty impressive win today, and an overdue win for this horse.
Yeah, he's shown a bit of ability, just needed a bit more luck in the race. Anthony's had all the rides on him, and we've just sort of been trying a few different things with him. Obviously, getting back in his race and chasing down horses is what he likes.
But yeah. He certainly did it well today. He was last on the corner, but this track proves you can come from anywhere if you're good enough.
Yeah, it was. The question was how he'd run on the track. He's had mostly starts at Launceston and had a run down at Hobart where he got back and come down the outside. So I think he handled the track well.
All right. Well, for you, you're a young trainer. How old are you?
24 years old.
And you've only got how many in work, this one only?
Yeah, he's the only one at the moment, yeah.
It's not your first winner, though?
No, I had a winner last year, Feigning.
In Hobart?
Yeah, she won over 2,100 at Hobart.
All right, you've still got her in work?
No, she actually tore a tendon, so we had to turn her out, and she's now in foal.
All right, you've got an owner trainer's licence?
Yeah, I'm going to look to upgrade. It's probably a career further on in life that I hope to pursue.
All right. Well, have you got any family involvement that sort of got you involved in racing?
I had an uncle that had a trainer's license. He's about to get back into it.
And his name?
Dale Bramage.
Whereabouts did he train?
He trained out of Hagley, which is where I live.
And he's about to get back into it.
Yeah, so he says.
All right.
Hopefully.
Maybe you've inspired him.
Yeah, he's got a couple of young horses there that should go all right.
Have you got any young ones coming through that, down the track that you might get into the stable?
No, not at this stage. This horse I picked up second hand from Melbourne. There was a bit of a handful, hence his name. But, just trying a few at this stage.
All right. In the future, you're looking to do this maybe more permanently later on?
Yeah, that's what I might plan towards.
So. What do you do for a full-time job these days?
I break in and train. So in and train polo ponies and do the odd thoroughbreds.
Whereabouts do you do that?
At Longford.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Congratulations, and let's hope that From the Bronx keeps going. He's a horse that does have a bit of depth about him. He wouldn't have blown a candle out today, so he might get more ground.
Yeah, next year. He's going to go out for a spell now, so we'll tackle on a few bigger races next year.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.